We're giving an example. You know, we have a place where all wires in a certain are all gathering together to one central spot. If something goes wrong in that central spot, it blows the lights in the whole house, that kind of thing. Even though, what do you mean? It's just in this little area. You mean to say that if I can cause a pigam, a defect, in this one little box here, I can blow the whole house? Yes, that's the way it works. If that's the place of tzimtzum, if that's the place where, then over there it's the most sensitive, delicate, where on one hand it's critical to have that tzimtzum. You must have that electric box, that control box. On the other hand, the second there's a pigam there, it can blow, it can affect the whole thing, top to bottom. Because the Sitra Achra wants to darken the light of day completely. That's what the Sitra Achra is really out to do. It's out to turn out the lights completely, you know, to darken the light of day completely and to cover up the emes completely, which shines every single day and is represented by the sun's shining every day. Umizeh nimshochim kol habilbulim v'hamaniyos v'hikuvim shebechol yoim v'yoim. This is the base, this is the cause of all the bilbulim and obstacles and problems that people have every single day. Shemizeh nimshochim kol hatu'uyos hanal sheha'odom roitze litchoy zeh hayoim atshalp. And this is where this whole concept of mistake, where people are looking to postpone things to tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow, that kind of thing. She'atshalp piharoiv nitmeloi kilu ein zeh hayoim nimne v'nispor klal bimei chayev. Where the person seems to take an attitude as if today doesn't count anymore. He's written today off, sort of. He's going to start, everything is in that box called tomorrow, that kind of thing. Ke'ilu hayoim hazeh yef shelav des Hashem Yisborach. Today I can't really serve Hashem. Ube'emes, and it's all based on a pigam in tzimtzum, a pigam in the keli, a pigam in the, exactly. And he said that's why before we do anything, before we start counting the days of the Omer, the first thing we do is bring the Korban Omer, which represents a tikkun for the whole tzimtzum, to organize it real well, so that the Sitra Achra shouldn't be able to be yoinik from it in any way. Ube'emes bevadai kifi hishtatchus v'hispashtus ha-Sitra Achra v'aklipo shebechol yoim v'yoim. Rav Nosson says the truth is, to the extent that the Sitra Achra is able to spread itself out every single day and do its thing, bevadai koshe ma'oid lasek b'avodas Hashem. There's no question that it is very difficult to do avodas Hashem, befrat b'tfila, especially when it comes to tfila, sheshom boim kol habilbulim sheboilam. That's the gathering place where all the bilbulim of the world gather at the time of tfila. Rabbeinu Zal proves it Likut Imran, because he says that the Hebrew word for tfila is tehillah, Tehila ledovid arei mincha, and he says that the word tohola in Hebrew means confusion. There's a pasuk ubimalochov yosim tohola, that Hashem puts a panic on the malochim that they get all confused and petrified standing before Him. So Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likut Imran that the ikar tohola is during Tehila, that the main time when all the bilbulim of the whole day and the whole world gather to a person is at the time of tefila. Why? Because what is tefila? Tefila is tzimtzum. Tefillah is lack of moichin. Tefillah is pshitus and tmimus, right? When it comes to tefillah, you put your brain, so you're not a big, you don't stand there with a lot of chochmas. You're malchus. Dovra Melech said, va'ani tefillah. Tefillah is malchus. Malchus is tzimtzum. That's the tzimtzum. The klipos want to draw from there. They know that that's the place where they can draw from most. So they gather there, and if the person lets them in, zap, they try to mess up, make the biggest bilbul, you know, during the time of tefillah. Aval tzrichen leida she'afal pikein zeh hayoim hu yoim. But despite this feeling that the sotan makes a person feel like today, forget about it. Today I can't really serve Hashem. I hope tomorrow will be okay. Person has to know that today is a day. Va'oila b'cheshben, and today definitely is a day that counts. Ubevadai yesh boitoiv. And today definitely does have good in it. There is good that I can draw from today. Rak Shehachoshech mechasolov. It's just that the good is always covered with a klipa, with a darkness that's covering it. Ki haklipa koidemes lepri. Because the rule in this world is that anytime there's a fruit, anytime there's something good, there has to be a klipa that covers it. Utzrichim lehizgaber ulehishtadeh leshabra klipa. And a person has to strengthen himself and exercise all his effort to break the klipa, meaning shehem klal kol hamenios v'habilbulim v'teuyos v'hadchios. The klipa in this case is all the obstacles and all the confusion and all the mistakes and all the different terutzim, all the different excuses that the satan wants to give him why today he can't really be religious. The guy's got to be able to shove it all out of his mind and out of his house and get rid of it. V'leida ulahamin shedaika bayoyim hazeh yochoy l'skarav l'Hashem Yisborach. I know that bedavka today, it's not Shabbos and it's not Yom Kippur. Today, an ordinary Monday, I have the opportunity to become mamish a tzaddik today. I can serve Hashem, I can give Hashem unbelievable nachas today. Lefi bechinosoi, each one according to his level. Ve'im tidreshenu, and if you will seek the good of today, yimotzeloch, you'll find it. It'll come to you. Ve'tizke limtzoi hatoiv shebozeh hayoim daika, and you will be able to find the good in today, meaning what good you can produce today. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into a piece in the Zohar HaKadosh, which presents this in Kabbalah terms, but he's presenting it in simple, simple terms. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says, Ki les yoim de les beitoiv. There's no such thing as a day that doesn't have good in it. Just like when Hashem first created the world, it says, Vayalakim is ki toiv, ki toiv, toiv. That toiv is implying that every single day has toiv in it. Kamashikosu b'Zohar HaKadosh, Hamuva b'Simen Peidalet, as is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh, which Rabbeinu Zal quotes in chapter 84 in Likutei Moran. V'zeh l'shoinoi, this is the wording of the Zohar HaKadosh. Tochazi, come and listen, come and see. Kol shis yemei bereshis, during all 6 days of creation, Hashem did, etc., etc. V'loi tishkach yoim deles beitoiv. The Zohar HaKadosh says, you will not find a day that doesn't have good in it. V'chol yoimo isle geder melabar. However, each day has a fence around it, on the outside of it. D'lo yeyoil kol barnash lahahu toiv. So that not every guy should be able to access that toiv. There's a fence surrounding that toiv, a klipa surrounding the fruit, so that not every yo-yo should be able to get to it. That's what this distinguishes and sorts out, selects who's worthy of getting to the toiv and who isn't. Kigoin choishech dechasil anahoira. The Zohar HaKadosh says it's like a blanket of darkness covering light. The light is there, but it's covered with a blanket of darkness. Let's say you have light on you have a room that has light on, but the room has no windows to it. So you look at it from the outside, it looks like complete darkness to you. You don't know that if you could open that door, if you could unlock it, you'll see that it's wall-to-wall light in there. So the Zohar HaKadosh says the same thing is with every day. Each day that Hashem created, Yom Rishon, Yom Shishi, has toiv in it, but there is this fence, this big wall around it that selects who's worthy of getting to the toiv and who isn't. Al kein tzrichim leida shema shenidma lahoodom kilu hayoim eifshaloi lespal bekavona. So therefore, a person needs to know that if it looks to him like today I can't really have kavona, why? Because it's too hot outside, or because today I'm not feeling so well, or because my mother-in-law is coming today and I'm all upset, so therefore my shachris min chamarav today there's no chance that it's going to be really good. You know, maybe tomorrow, or maybe when she leaves, that's when I'll start davening with kavona real well. Or ilum velumoid, or to learn velasik vavodes Hashem, or to be asik vavodes Hashem, ze nimshach rak mehachoyshech shekodam loer. The only reason why the person experiences those kind of feelings is because of the choyshech that has to precede the light. She nimshach mi pigam hatzinsum kanal. And these feelings, these negative feelings, come from the fact that the tzinsum isn't bishleimus, it isn't perfect. She mishom nimshach hageder milabar sheyesh al atoiv shebechol yoim. That's what created this fence surrounding and encircling the good of each and every day. Kimavur bezoyer anal, as is explained in the Zohar Kodesh, umishom boim kol hatuuyos vahatchiyos shel kol adam. And this is where all the mistakes and all the postponing that people do every single day, all the excuses for not really being successful today in Avodas Hashem, it all comes from that. Shebechol yoyim shenidmeloi kilu hayoyim hazeh enoi klum, whereby it appears to the person that today is nothing. Today I can't really, you know, make anything big out of it. Keilu enoi mimei chayov, as if today is not one of the days of my life. Today is not one of the days that I'm going to bring before Hashem, you know, with anything special. Ke'ilu hayoim yefshe l'skav l'Hashem yisbor haklal, as if today I can't serve Hashem, really. Kasher nimtzo zeh b'roiv b'nei yodom. And Rav Nosson Zal says that this attitude prevails by most people. She'enom mefakchim al darcheyem heitev. They don't analyze their ways. They don't take a din v'cheshbon in any serious way. Befrat kishayesh lo eze siba u'ma'ora letoivoy lehepechas Hashem. Especially when the guy has an excuse of some sort, then she'oz hayoyim mizbal beletzloy legamri, then he destroys the whole day, he chalks the whole day up as a loss, at sheroiv yemehem kolim bozeh lehevel v'larik rachmoson. And as a result, the person ends up losing days and weeks and months and years with nonsense, because he kept making excuses every single day why today can't be the day that he's really going to be gunning for Hashem, that kind of thing. Kegoin, for example, Bayoim hazeh hu yirid, v'yoim adeshukah. Today is a market day, so there's no way that today I can learn or daven with anything. I mean, anybody would understand that your mind is occupied with the market day, so even shot, it's not, so what? The market doesn't open till 11. Yeah, but a malach, in other words, anybody, the second he wakes up in the morning, he's thinking about it already. So his washing negelvasa is already thinking about market and his brachas, everything is without, not for Hashem. Today he's got to make all his calculations. I'm sorry. And then on another day, he's got to do the accounting. And then this day, he's traveling to go buy merchandise. And during the days that he's traveling, of course, when you're in transit, you can't really serve Hashem, you can't daven with kavana, you can't learn anything. And today I just came back, jet lag, so of course I can't serve Hashem today. I have to unload the wagons, you know, unload the merchandise in the wagons, and to organize the merchandise, and to separate it, you know, to lay it out properly. And then on another day, he gets into a fight with someone. Somehow, somebody bumps into him in the morning, and again, that blows the whole day. And then the other day, there's a pidyon haben. So again, I go into a pidyon haben, I can't learn in the morning, and everything is thrown off. The Satan plays these games every single day. To the extent where in every single day there's some kind of a major bitul, a major chunk of time is taken away, and a major bilbul. And even on other days where there isn't anything happening, there's no weddings and bar mitzvahs and brises, and there's no business trips, the Satan somehow convinces the person that today isn't really that, you know, you can't really count it. Maybe Shabbos you'll learn, you know, all kinds of excuses to postpone or to push things off. The chol ze nimshach mehageder milabar de isal kol yom v'kanal. All of this emanates from that fence that the Zohar Kodesh says Hashem has set up around each day. This geder milabar, it's called, blocking people from getting to the light. We got to crash through. It's not an open door you just stroll in there. There's a wall up, a brick wall, and you got to ask yourself, are you ready to be a patsy and just stay outside and walk away from today and not get to the toiv of today? Or if you want to get to it, you got to be prepared to walk through that wall, to crash through that wall in order to get to the toiv of that day. Dehainu mi pegam hatzimtzum kanal. This geder milabar was formed as a result of a pegam in tzimtzum. Whether it be Adam eating from the Eitz Hadas, you know, all the different pegamim that took place, or the moon complaining that why that you can't have two kings equal, and the moon was caused to be lessened. Shehu bechinas tikkun mir talavona kanal. Al kein soifrim hayomim lo'omer daika. This is why when we count Sphira, we say hayoim shloisha varboim yoim lo'omer. That ki ho'omer hu bechinas hamtokas hatzimtzum. The omer represents the tikkun of the tzimtzum. Bechinas tikkun miu talavona, the tikkun of the deficiency of the moon. That's what gets rid of the ability of the Soton to draw, which is represented by this fence around every day. And once a person is mamtik the tzimtzum, once a person makes a tikkun for the tzimtzum, then the person is zoche to realize the truth, which is that shebechol yom v'yoyim yesh boi toiv, that each and every single day does have a toiv, utzrichem lehishtadeh lehiskari bozeh hayoyim daikol Hashem isporach, and bedafka today, I have to bend every effort to come close to Hashem, kifi yoysoy hayoyim, based on what I'm able to do today, ki kol hayomim menuyim usfurim, because every single day is counted and accountable for. Shezeo bechinas mitzvah sfira soimer. This is the main message in this mitzvah sfira soimer that we do as a preparation for Shavuos, as a preparation for Matan Torah. This is why the pasuk says in Micha, Yoim livnois gideirecha. There's a day to build your fence. Yoim hahu yirchak choik. That day, your law will be rejected. Yoim hu, but it's still a day. V'odecho yovoi lemine ashur, and your time will come to take care of Ashur, Assyria. This is a pasuk in Micha. Rav Nosson Zal is going to bring Rashi's explanation for it, and he's going to show his explanation to show what a Jew can do with a day, and what the day is made to look like, etc. Va'ayin sham bepirish Rashi, lefi in yonoi. Take a look at how Rashi explains it in the context that it's written over there. Shehadibur musov el ha'umois shemizgaram b'Yisrael, ayin sham. This statement is being made as a response to all the nations of the Goyim who want to start up with the Jews and take advantage of the Jews, and this is sort of telling them, your time's going to come. There's a day to build walls, and there's a day of reckoning. Ulefi in yoneinu yispare sheitev. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what I was just telling you, this posik is very, very understandable. She Yisroel oimrim el ho'akum, the Jews are saying to the Goyim, Shehin b'chinas ha-sitrachro va-klipois ha-mesave ha-mesal-dusha, who represent the klipois and the tumah that surrounds the kedusha, shemehem kol hamenios va-bilbulim va-dchiyos shebechol yoim, which are the cause of all the confusion and all the obstacles that a Jew feels every single day, ad shenitme ki'ilu ze-hayoim en-hayoim klal, to the point where a Jew gets a feeling that today I can't help anymore. V'sehu yoim livnois kideirecha. This is why the Jews say to the Goyim, fine, today's a day to build your walls, build your fences. Kloimar, this means to say, atem hasitrachra v'hamenios vatchios, you sitrachra, you obstacles, atem oimrim, you say, sheze hayoim hurak livnois kideirecha, that today's a bad day, today's a day to put walls up. Meaning today's a day when the Satan's on top. He's going to build his walls, his fences. He's going to lock in that toiv and make it inaccessible. Hainu hagdorim shel asitrachro, shem b'chinas hageder sheyesh al kol yoim v'yoim, shelo yiskariv la'toiv shebechol yoim, kama shekosu bezoyer kodesh, de kol yoim ha'isle geder melabar kanal. V'zehu yoim hahu yirchak choik. You want to say that today is a day that the law is distant from us, meaning she'atem oimrim she'hayom hurak livnois kederecha. Today is a day when the Yetzer is on top, when the walls are being built. Dehainu hagedorim v'hamesochim shalkol yoim. This refers to those walls that surround the good of every day, shehem hamenios v'adchios, symbolizing the obstacles and the rejections and the postponements of that day. Avol hu rochoik lasuk bozeh yoim b'torah. And you're trying to convince us that today there's no way that we could be learning today. Shenikras choik u'mishpot. The Torah is called choik u'mishpot. V'zehu, this is what it means when it says in that pasuk, yoim hahu yirchak choik. All the nations of the world are trying to tell us that today's a day that the Torah is in Tibet. Like today there ain't no way in the world that you could be learning, you know, having any serious hatzloch in learning. Shebozeh hayoim yirchak choik shehu ha-Torah ki yefshar lasuk b'Torah v'avoyda bazeh hayoim. Impossible to learn today in any real successful way or to daven today. Machmas d'chiyo isomenias. Because of all the different excuses and obstacles that you want to put in our path. Avol be'emes enoi kein. But the truth is that you're wrong, you klipois, you nations of the world. Ki yoim hu. Because today is a day, man. V'odecho yovoi. And your time is coming. Meaning, ki bevadai ze hayoim hu yoim gomor. Today is a serious, solid day. Ubevadai nishtadel v'nizgaber lasik boze hayoim daika b'toyra avodas Hashem. And today we're going to roll up our sleeves and we're going to learn better than we ever learned before and daven better than we ever did before. Ula shaber esagdorim shelachem. And we're going to smash your walls, your fences. V'chol hamanias shelachem. And all your obstacles. Sha'atem roitzem lahachshich. Ula haster es ur hayoim. Which you're using to try to block and darken the light of today, and to try to convince me that there ain't no light today, that I can't really have any big hatzlacha today. Bechinas yoim hu v'yodecho yovoi. This is what the Yidden say to the goyim. Today is a day. Yoim hu, it is a day. V'odecho yovoi, and your time is coming. Uke'en shepirish Rashi lefi inyonoi. As Rashi says over there, in the pshat, v'zeh l'shoinoi, these are the words of Rashi. Yoim hu v'odecho yovoi. Rashi says, Hanovi Oimer, the Novi says, Oisoi Hayoim She'atem Malikim Olov. This day where you're making fun of it, Lamor, to say, Botel V'holachloi Yoim, Botel V'holachloi, this day is lost, it's gone. Yoimhu, it is a day. Shomur V'notzur. This day is guarded and protected. V'loi Botel. It isn't a lost day. Odecho yovoi, your time is coming. This is referring to ho'akum, you goyim, lehachrivcha, to wipe you out, lemini ashur. All the way we're going to wipe you out from the bottom to the top, up to the leading nation of the goyim, which was Assyria, that Ashur. Shehu roish lemar'enu, who is the leader of our enemies, v'ore motzor, and has the most fortified cities, the kingdom of Assyria. We're going to wipe all of you out, all the way to Assyria. This day today, which you're trying to convince us is a zero day, where today is lost and everything, we're going to use this day to smash all of your walls down, and we're going to drive all the way into Assyria and wipe you out completely. Rav Nosson Zal says, this is Rashi. Till here he was quoting Rashi, this piece now. Re'ei v'hovein v'habet. Look and study and understand, Ato Hamayin, you who are looking into this Rashi now, v'tire, and you'll see, Shemefurosh beruach kotshei shel Rashi zal, kol dvoreinu bayer heitev, that within Rashi's words, in the pshat, is included our whole discussion here. Hainu, meaning, Shehanovi oimer b'shem Yisroel la'asitrach rav haklipois, shem klal u'akum, the Novi is speaking on behalf of the Jewish people, to the goyim who represent the klipos and the sitra achra, and what is he saying to them? Yoim hu, today is a day. Vo'odecho yovoi, your time is coming. Oisai hayoim she'atem aligam alov, this day which you're laughing at, leimor botel v'holach lo, this day is lost, you can't do anything today. Ki'ilu zeh hayoim botel v'holach lo rikvu lehevel chashon, this day chalk it up as a loss. And you're trying to convince us that we can't come close to Hashem. Migoidel hishtatchus v'hispashtus hagdorim v'amechitzos v'abelbulim, because of the incredible expanse of walls and bound and fences and bilbulim that are trying to work against us every single day. At shenit ben b'chol yoyim shebozeh yoyim yevshel ardas Hashem Yisborach, where it actually appears to us every single day like today. No way. Today I can't be matzliach. Avol be'emes einoy kein. But the truth is different. Ki yoim hu, it is a day. Shamur v'notzur, guarded and protected. There's no such thing as a day falling by the wayside or just getting lost somewhere along the way. Every day is accounted for. V'loy botel. Odecho yovoi ho'akum la'achrivcho. Your time is coming for us to destroy you. Shabozeh hayoim daiko. This day that you wanted us to just cast aside, this is the day that we're going to use. Yovoi alecho churban v'harisa. Today we're going to cause a wipeout to you. Shenizke laharois hagdorim. We're going to smash down the fences, v'hamachitza shelchem, and your walls. Ad shenizke lehiskariv lahatoiv shabozeh hayoim daiko. And thereby we're going to be zeichet to get at the good that's found in today. The canal, as we said before. V'zehu lemini ashur shehu roish lemarenu v'orei motzor. That, to what extent? We're going to even get at Ashur, Assyria, who is the leader of all of our enemies, and the one who is the most fortified of all the nations. Hainu klal kol haklipois. This is referring to an umbrella term that includes in it all aspects of the Sitra Achra and Klipois and Tumah. Sheroish Shelohem Ashur, of which the leader of all of them was Assyria. He was the first. Shehu Harishon Shehigles Yisrael Me'artzom. He was the first one to drive the Jews out of Eretz Yisrael, even before Nebuchadnezzar. Ki hascholas hagolus shel aseres hashvotim hischil me'ashur. Don't forget, it's first the 10 tribes were driven out of Eretz Yisrael by Assyria, by Ashur. Kamay Shapirish Rashi, as Rashi says over there, shehu roish lemareinu v'orei motzer. He's the leader, the first of all of our enemies. Hainu im klal shar haklipois vasitrachra. You, together with all your buddies, or the whole sitrachra camp, sheim b'chinas orei motzer, who are represented by fortified cities, sheim boinim orei motzer mamish soviv kolodom, whereby these klipois actually build fortifications and walls around each person, around each yid, confining him and imprisoning him. Shem b'chinas gedorim u'mechitzois rabois v'choymois nechoishes u'briche barzel. This is what's symbolized by fences and partitions and walls made of copper and steel. U'mishtatchin u'mispashtim moid moid b'chol yom v'yoyim. And they spread themselves out a lot every single day. L'mnoya sa'odom ilotzeis choyvas yoyim v'yoymoi, to block the Jew from fulfilling his obligations for each and every single day. Ukamay shekosuv, as it says in Koheles, Ir Ktana, there was a little city, Vanoshim bo ma'at, and a couple of people in there, Ubo eleho melech godoil, and a big king came along, Vesive voiso, and he surrounded the city, Ubono oleho metzudim gedoilem, and he built big traps all around the outside of the city. That little city refers to the Eretz Yisrael with the Jews in it, and the klipa is surrounding it on all sides, trying to trap the Yidden, trying to block the Yidden. V'chol eilu ho'orei motzor shem klal hagdorim v'hamaniyos v'atchiyos shel ha'sitra achra kulam nizke l'hachriv. However, all of these walls and fences and obstacles, we are going to succeed in wiping all of them out. Ki onu yoidin, because we know Shedaika ze hayoim shanu oimdim boi, that bedavka today, yoimhu, it is a day. ki bevadai hu yoim gomor. Today counts 100%. Ve'enoi botel chas shom. We're not shelving today for any reason. Kashratem oyrim, like you're trying to convince us to do. Ve'odecho yovoi ho'akum vasitrachro lachrivcho. And your time is coming for us to be able to destroy you. As Rav Nosson Zal is saying, that the person that understands that the battle isn't the battle for a month or for a year, anybody, you know, the Gemara says, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo b'trunyim b'yosov. Hashem doesn't expect the impossible from a person. Lahavdil, like a person who has children, they don't tell a kid, if you'll sit here for 300 hours and behave yourself, I'll give you a lollipop. You don't say that. You tell a kid, if you'll sit quiet for the next 30 minutes, I'll give you a lollipop. You give the person something they can handle, something they can do. Rabbeinu Zal explains in Likutei Moran, Hashem knows that to tell a person to be religious for a lifetime, it's impossible, it's very hard, it's too long, it's too this. So Hashem didn't tell us that. He didn't say that at all. Hashem made it easy on her. And Rabbeinu Zal writes that if a person thinks of it in those terms, he'll never make it. Not in terms of religion, not in terms of parnosa, he'll drown from the weight of it. Whereas if he takes the attitude, Hayoim in Bekoilis Ishmael, I just have to win today. It's a battle, it's a 24-hour battle maximum. If I simply am religious and good and do what I have to do today, I won. I'm a winner. Success, period. If a person looks at it that way, that person will be Matzliach Baruchnis and Begashmias. And because the Yetzirah knows that, because the Yetzirah knows that that's the key to success. The key to success is the person who can focus, who forgets about tomorrow and forgets about yesterday, a person who concentrates on today and squeezes today for everything it's worth, that person's going to become a tzaddik. That person will become a millionaire. He'll get the most, because the Yetzirah knows that. The only way that the Yetzirah works on us is he's willing to give you anything you want. He's willing to give you tomorrow to be religious. Yes, I'm all for it. When? Tomorrow. Just not today. Just give me today, the Yetzirah says. Tomorrow I'll let you be a tzaddik. And he plays with the person. He convinces the person that... And the person doesn't know that if the Yetzirah is saying, just give me today, then you tell him, we'll reverse the deal. I'll give you tomorrow. The rest of my life, I'll be a Russia. Just today, I want to be religious. And today, I want to be wall to wall. I'm going to do everything the best. Tomorrow, I'm on vacation. Tomorrow, I'm Shachris, I'll sleep through it. And I won't learn. But today... I'm gunning. Today, not even one word. I'm not going to let one word. So I'm going to make every word a home run. That kind of thing. If a person will do that, that's the Hatzlacha. And Rav Nosson Zal showed it in this pasuk. That the yom, the day that you're saying you're building your walls and everything, that's the day I'm going to murder you. That today that you want to take away from me, I'm going to reverse it because I know the secret of Hayoim. I know the secret of Hayoim, Yoim Echotla. I know the secret of each that today counts in on an incredible way. Baruch Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh b'chinas klal ha'kavonas shel sfira. Now he's going to summarize in short what the Arizal says about Sfira Soimer, and he's going to relate it to our topic. Ayin Shom Hetev B'Soif Perek Vov. Take a look in the section in the Pri Eitz Chaim that deals with Sfira Soimer in chapter 6. Shom Mesader HaKavonos Hetev B'Protius B'Chol Laila V'Laila. There the Arizal organizes what Kavona a person is supposed to have each and every single night of Sfira Soimer related to different names of Hashem and related to the spheres, what's handing off to what, etc., etc. V'tire goydel hashinuyim shebechol yoyim v'yoyim. And Rav Nosson Zal says, if you look there in the writings of the Arizal, you're going to see that there are dramatic differences between every day. You know, sometimes a person gets up in the morning and they say, the sun came up today pretty much just like yesterday, the temperature is pretty similar to yesterday, a little wind just like... People assume that things are generally moving along a stable, no big changes taking place in the world, you know, when it looks to them that way. Whereas Rav Nosson Zal is saying, take a look in the writings of the Arizal, how he describes the different kavonas of Sfiras Omer of each night, and you see that there's major, major changes and differences from one night to the next. The haklal. Now Rav Nosson Zal summarizes it for us. Shebechol hasheva shavuos shehim mem tes yemei asfira. Throughout the 7 weeks, the 49 days of Sfira, onu mekablim bechol yoim vayoim moyach miyuchad. We, Bnei Yisrael, who count the Omer, every single day we get a new moyach, a new piece of brains, in a sense. Ki ato onu mekablim hamoichim behadrogo ubemido bechol yoim vayoim. Because now, during this period, it's not like the first night of Pesach, where Hashem just turned the pot over on us and dumped gallons of brains on us in one shot, gallons of light, as we've learned earlier, that on the first night of Pesach, Hashem revealed the oyer Sheloi Keseder in a super blast in one shot. Now during the Sfira Slamer, it's given piecemeal, in an organized way, one piece at it every single day, an organized piece. Avol, yet despite the fact that it's being done piecemeal, ein mekablem oisom keseder, during the Sfiras Omer, a Jew is not given sechel in the normal flow, A, B, C, D, rak kamoy shekibalnu oisom b'leil aleph shel Pesach sheloi keseder, but rather, it's in the same reverse order as we got it on the night of Pesach. In other words, on the night of Pesach, there are two strange issues. Number one, that Hashem blasted the Yidden with Moichen like in an explosion. It came at them in an explosion. And in the explosion, it wasn't in the order of A, B, C, D, E, F. It was Z, X, Y. You know, it was reverse Shalei Keseder. That's what happens on the night of the first night of Pesach. Whereas afterwards, that he'ora, that explosion, is what makes it called Leil Shimurim. The first night of Pesach is called Leil Shimurim. It's the guarded night. Why is it guarded? Because Hashem turned on all the lights that night. In one zetz, so he turned on all the lights, and he did it Sheloi Keseder. However, that lasts one night. Then the following night, when we start counting Sfiras Omer, Hashem sends us back down to the bottom of the ladder, and we start climbing again, but we don't climb in the regular order that we do throughout the year, in general, when a person's getting moichen. But rather, it's Sheloi Keseder, as he's about to show us. Rak she'oz kibalnu kulam b'chipozayin b'reg achas. The difference is that on the first night of Pesach, we received all the moichen speed, you know, in one zetz, high speed. Aval achshav mekaplam oisam bahadrogo b'mida b'chol yemei aspira. Whereas now, during the days of the Omer, we don't get it in one blast, but rather we get it a piece at a time. Aval sheloi keseder, but it's still out of order. Ki mekaplim moichen de gadlus. Because there's two types of moichen there, Rizal discusses. Moichen de katnus, little league brains, and then there's major league brains. And usually the order is that you first have to get moichen de katnus, and then you get moichen de gadlus. During Sfiras Omer, it's done in reverse order. Hashem gives the person moichen de gadlus before moichen de katnus. Ayin Shom Hashinuim Hanifloim. Rav Nosson Zal says, look over there in the writings of the Arizal, you'll see the incredible changes, that the dramatic changes that take place every day. Kegoin, for example, Biyoim Aleph Shel Shavu Arishain, on the first day of the first week of the Omer, Mekablim Gadlus Aleph the Abba, the person receives the higher level Sechel, numero uno, number one, of Abba, of Chachma. Ubiyoim Sheni, on the second day of the first week, Gadlus Aleph de Imo. He receives the higher level Sechel, number one, of the mother, which is Bina, Bina. Ubiyoim Gimel, on day number three, he receives Katnus Beis de Abba ve Imo. He receives the lower level Meichen, of father and mother, of both. Ubiyoim Dalid, Gadlus Sheni de Ima. On day number four, he receives the upper section, B, of ima, ubiyoim he katnus aleph de abo ve ima, ubiyoim vav reshimu de gatlus beis de abo, ubiyoim zayin atzmus de gatlus beis de abo, ubozeh nishlam shavua echad. The Arizal explains what all of this means, but Rav Nosson Zal is just quoting for us the title. Again, normally a person receives something, A, B, C, D. The Arizal explains there's Gatlus and Katnus, and there's Aleph and Beis, and there's Abo and Ima. There's three variables. And the Arizal shows how the person doesn't get them in a simple order, but rather they're given sort of out of order, where the person gets Gatlus before Katnus. How do you have such a thing? You get maturity before you get youth, you know, and you get Abba before Ima. Usually the mother, Bina, is lower than Chochma. Usually you would say you have to go in order. You have to get the Bina first and then the Chochma. And yet it seems totally out of order, number one. And also major, every day is completely different setup, different organization than the day before.
It's similar to Purim Mises, you know, when they're talking about who can remember the oldest thing. They keep getting younger. I remember from when I was in the womb, when the light from, you know, like...
Yes, yes.
Is that the same, similar concept?
That's different levels of Meichen, right. Right. V'hakoyl nichnas bebechinas moya hachochmo shehu klal shavua rishayna. And all of this is taking place within the sphere of Chochma, which is the first week. The first week, that's where all the activity takes place. V'acharkach b'shavua beis, and then on the second week, mekablim kol elu hamoichim, we receive this whole package that we built up during the first week, v'nimshochin lamoya habina, and it gets transferred into bina, v'chulu, etc., etc., as the Arizal explains. V'chol elu habechinois came b'chol odom u'v'chol zman. Now Rav Nosson Zal starts talking. Rav Nosson Zal says a person reads this and says, ooh, this is great. When I get a spaceship and I go up to Saturn, this will all have an application. But on Earth, this is for the birds. This has no application at all. Rav Nosson Zal says, wrong, sheker. If that were the case, the Arizal wouldn't have written it. If that were the case, it wouldn't be part of Torah. The word Torah means to teach, miloshen hoiroh. There's got to be an application in there for us, otherwise it wouldn't be part of the Torah. And therefore, Rav Nosson Zal says, that activity that the Arizal describes taking place with this Meichen happens to every single Jew throughout the year. Bichlal. Ki af al pi she'ein yoidin biur hakavono islom kon. Because even though we admit we don't understand the full depth of the writings of the Arizal, these kavanas, what the Arizal really means, aval af al pi kein ze anu yoidim umaminim. But one thing we do know and we do believe, shekol elu habechinois nasin v'nimshochim b'chol dor v'dor b'chol shana v'shana b'chol adam v'adam l'fi bechinosoi. That what the Arizal describes there as taking place through the mitzvah of Sfira Soimer has to be true in every single generation. This wasn't just written for the Tanoim or Amoroim. It's true in 1994. And it's true with us little Jews who live in Yerushalayim or Lahavdil in New York. Wherever the person is, whenever, this, all of these things apply. And now Rav Nosson Zal starts explaining. Because if we want to summarize, what's the purpose of all the brains and sechel and moichin? The purpose is, the basic purpose is to be zeche, to get to know that there is a Hashem, and to get to understand Hashem as best as we can. That's the sum total of the whole moichin business. Shezeh ikar hadas, ikar kabbalah satoira. That's the most important das, that's the most important sechel, and that's the ultimate purpose of kabbalah satoira. That we should get to know that there's a Hashem in the world, and get to know what Hashem wants of us. Kemoy shekosuv, as it says, v'yodato hayoim, you will know. What will you know? V'hashevoisel avovecha, and you will convey to your heart, ki Hashem hu holikim, that Hashem is in charge. That's the peak of knowledge, and that's the sum total of all knowledge. Ki שעל ידי כל מצווה ומצווה, ועל ידי כל דיבור ודיבור מעסק התורה, because through each and every mitzvah that a Yid does, and through each and every word of Torah that a Yid learns, זוכן להמשיך על עצמוי דס ושכל, להסקרי ואלוי ספורך, ולהקרוי סיספורך. The person increases his awareness of Hashem, and his understanding of Hashem, and his ability to get close to Hashem. שזה עיקר התכלס. That's the objective. The learning alone isn't a tachlis. The mitzvah alone isn't a tachlis. The learning and the mitzvah have a tachlis. What's their tachlis? To be zocher to get close to Hashem through this. To be zocher to get to realize Hashem's existence, to be aware of Hashem and get close to Hashem through all of this. V'zeh klal kol kavonas v'arizal. And this is how we can sum up this whole topic of the kavonos of the Arizal, where the Arizal says you're supposed to think this and this and this during this mitzvah, and you're supposed to think this and this during this holiday, different names of Hashem and different spheros and everything. Sherubam kikulam heim lahamshich moichin. Usually, the Arizal says the reason why you're doing all of this is to draw upon yourself moichin. Hainu shekavonas kol hamitzvos hu lahamshich moichin v'das al kolodam. This means that the ultimate purpose of all mitzvahs is to draw seichel upon ourselves. What kind of seichel? Sheyizke lahakir saber yisporach bi'almadein u'bi'almadiyosi kifi b'chinosoi. That each and every one of us should come to recognize Hashem in this world and in the next world, each one of us on our level. Validei kol mitzvah mitzvah nimshach moyach v'seichel miyuchod lodas ulahakaroy seizborach bebchina zois. Through each and every mitzvah represents a different channel through which the person receives a particular aspect of seichel. Seichel isn't just all red or all green. There's red seichel and green seichel and blue seichel and yellow seichel and purple seichel. There's all different aspects of seichel. And that's why Hashem has given us all of these different types of mitzvahs and different holidays to be able to plug into each and every one of these different types of seichel that are needed to understand Hashem and to get close to Hashem. Ki validei kol mitzvah mitzvah nimshach moyach b'seichel meyuchod lodas ulakroys esbar bebchinas zois ki lisvunosoi ein mispar. As the pasuk says, that for Hashem's understanding, it's infinite. So if it's infinite, you need to know it isn't just one. There's billions and trillions of aspects of seichel, of Hashem's seichel. So therefore,